That song said there's a crown and we can win it. But there was an if. If we'll go in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord that that's the opportunity that we have. That we can win that crown. And that if we make the choice to keep Him the focal point in the center of my life, and I keep my eyes on Him, and I keep my mind determined to follow Him no matter what, that I can attain that crown, that I have a prize awaiting me at the end of this life. And I am so very thankful for that this morning. I ask for your prayers this morning. We feel in much need of the Lord's help, that He will help us through this little thought, that it will, that He will bless the words, that He will help it to make sense. Y'all pray for us this morning. Maybe a little bit of an unusual title. Again, hopefully, maybe over the next few minutes, the Lord can help us bring out what we feel He challenged us with and what He put on our minds. So bear with us as we stumble through this and with His help try to make sense of it. I'd like to start off by reading a verse that we are all very familiar with. You wouldn't even have to turn to this verse. You would be able to recite it in your head as I read it. That is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I know that verse is so very familiar to each and every one of us. Probably the most memorized verse out of all Scripture across the world. And we can easily speak it and say it without really taking the time to think about what it means. So I'd like to read it one more time and giving a little pause and thought to the words here. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I made some comments a couple Wednesday evenings ago as we got up to take prayer requests, just kind of my opening thoughts. And I made the comment that where I was at that time, on that Wednesday evening, and maybe a week leading up to that time, that it hadn't felt like Christmas. And that that I had asked my wife, and she kind of felt the same way. That all the events leading up to this point, this time, this month, yesterday, hadn't felt like Christmas, and we started to maybe give some excuses of maybe why that was. There was something mentioned earlier in that service that maybe it was just the busyness of life we had been. Maybe we were just too involved in other things. Maybe we had too many things going on. That is maybe a very likely reason that our minds had been too distracted to be able to keep our focus on what Christmas is really about. We also kind of gave the excuse that maybe it was the unseasonably warm weather we're having, because we, as humans, we like to think that everything happened on a cold, clear night in December. when more than likely that probably wasn't the case anyway. But as I thought more and more about that, I was just so thankful in my heart that Christ coming, God being a God of love, and God sending His only begotten Son doesn't depend on whether it's December or whether it's cold outside or what day of the month it is. God being a God of love and sending His Son doesn't depend on how busy in life that I am. God doing those things and sending His Son, I am so thankful, doesn't depend on whether I feel like it's Christmas or not. Thank God that the fact is that it happened. No matter where I find myself in life, no matter how busy I get, no matter if it's the middle of the year, no matter if it's 100 degrees outside or if it's 25 degrees outside, the fact is that God loved this world so much and He sent this Savior for you and for me, that we might have everlasting life, that we can obtain that crown. Thank the Lord that He gave us this opportunity to have Him if we make that right choice as our personal Savior. Now, while I can appreciate the thinking of, I know we're past it. It all happened yesterday. But if you would allow me just to speak to it a little bit more. Christmas a little bit more. We have something we feel like the Lord would have us to bring out. While I can appreciate the build up, the festivities, the traditions, and the things that we all know about December and this time of year, if we're not careful, we've heard this said so many times, we can begin to overlook the true meaning of Christmas, of Christ being born. And I think the danger is that it can become, and what Him coming, what Christmas is about, the celebration of His birth, and what He means to me as a Savior, and how He died upon the cross, and that whole story. And I think the danger is sometimes is that that story can become so intertwined and so mingled with everything, with the build-up, with the festivities, with all the traditions, and then it can become so intertwined together that when it comes time to move on, to come out of Christmas time, that it was so tightly woven together and so close-knit together, Lord help us, that when we go to put away our Christmas things, that we not put away the real reason that He came to this earth, that we not begin to put away Christmas. And maybe I'm kind of using a play on words here, but y'all bear with me. I'd like to kind of walk us through maybe a hypothetical, maybe a scenario, of kind of maybe what some people experience, just that we could get maybe a more understanding or a clearer picture. You know, I think about the month of December. And nowadays it seems, and I know it happens even earlier than December. You know, you can walk into any retail store before Thanksgiving and start to see the things that are displayed to start to get into your mind, to start to get into your head. So they want to make sure that you are aware. They're wanting to make a sale. They're wanting you to partake of Christmas things and decorations and all these things. But going into the month of December, we have this whole buildup this whole buildup of things, and we start going over in our head of things. I remember as a young couple, we would, me and my wife, we would sit down and we would start talking about these kind of things and what the holidays were going to mean to us and what we were going to do throughout the holidays and all those conversations and all those discussions and where we're going to go, on Christmas Eve and what are we going to do Christmas Day? How are we going to split it up? And we got to spend a certain amount of time here or here. But this year, you know, I have family out of state and do I go there? And, you know, we have all those types of conversations. That's all part of it. But maybe I'm the person that has set traditions and I do the same thing every year over and over. But it's just all part of the, it's all part of the process leading up to this big day, or these big 2 days. And then you have the conversations, and this is just I'm bringing out the circumstances of this is just the part of life that we find ourselves in as we're dealing with this month and this holiday. But we have those conversations where you know, we start asking the children, what do you want for Christmas? And maybe we have to have those conversations where maybe the means aren't there to get this and to get that. And, you know, maybe things are stretched kind of thin. Again, still all just part of the routine and the process that we go through building up to this. Well, there's many other things. We go out and we do the shopping and we do the decorating and every once in a while, hopefully it's more than every once in a while, but throughout that process, you know, we will think in the right direction that we're really supposed to think. And, oh Lord, you know, I have all this going on, but help me to really remember what it's about. And we think those thoughts, and we sing a few carols every now and then, and we'll turn on the carols and we'll play the Christmas music. And then the big day gets here. Christmas Eve gets here. Maybe that's when you visit this family and you go hang out with this family. And Christmas Eve, Christmas Day gets here. And it's everything you thought it would be. The build-up hasn't disappointed. The children get up and smiles on their faces. And we go here and we go there. And we shake hands and we give hugs. And we say the right things and we do the right things. And we go throughout the day and we get the food out and we put it all on the table and we all sit down. We have a meal together. And we all, maybe everybody pitches in and we clean up the dishes together. And then we all go back to our homes that evening and maybe we reminisce about the day and how wonderful it was and how it didn't disappoint. And some have to have those conversations of, I know that experience is not for everyone. It can be tough for some. And maybe that's what some people deal with through Christmas, is memories. But however those it went, it's been a build-up, and here it is. It's presented. We live in it. We live in December 24th and 25th. We take part, and we give it everything we got. But then comes the end of the day, and we try to breathe. And we're wiped out. And we're tired. And we're glad it happened. We're thankful it happened. We're thankful for the memories. We're thankful for the thoughts. We're thankful for what it really means. But we're also glad it's over with. And we're ready to put it behind us. And we're ready to move on. And I'll deal with it in another 11 months. And we'll do it all over again. It just becomes this repeating cycle. But I'm tired. And it's time to move on. It's time to, we did what we were supposed to do. I enjoyed it to the fullest, but now let's put it behind us and let's move on. And I'm tired, and maybe Christmas is over, and maybe December 26th falls out on a Sunday, and I'm just tired. And maybe I don't feel like going to church, and maybe I'm tired, and it's hard to pay attention, and it's just, I'm just thankful that it's behind me. It's time to put away Christmas. In a sense, it is. It is time to put those things away. Life goes on and we put those kind of things behind us and we continue and we move on. But let us remember what Christmas is about. And I know that's a question and that's a thought that pops into our mind all the time. What is Christmas? What is it really about? Well, of course, it's about celebrating Christ coming and Him being born and the whole story in the manger and we can read into all those kind of things and get those lessons and I did my part. I brought those things into my activities and my head thought those things. But how closely were they woven together with all the other things going on? You know, I'm supposed to sing the songs. I sang the songs. But how much thought did I really give to those things? Was there any type of separation? Was there really any separation from the build-up, the traditions, everything going on, and what the true meaning of Christmas, Him coming, Him being my Savior, Him dying on the cross, and yeah, we can include that, it's just a whole story. Was there really any separation in my life? And we don't have to liken this just to Christmas. As I go through life and as I find myself on the road of life and I go through and I navigate through and the twists and the turns and the ups and the downs, is there any separation between my life and what Christ did for me and what He means to me? My focal point on Him. Have I learned to put a separation between that and the things of this life that I have to deal with and navigate through? I think if we're not careful, and I'm just reiterating here, if we're not careful, and we don't make the necessary separation between the things of this world and the life. I'm not talking about the carnal things of this world. I'm just talking about the life that we are expected to live on this earth. And the life that I am supposed to live, giving my life and my dedication to His service. That if we're not careful to make that separation and to bring Him to the focal point of our thoughts and our mind and our heart as we navigate through this life, that when we start to put away Christmas, or when we start to put away a season or an event or a circumstance in our life, that if we're not careful, I can just kind of, I've thrown Him kind of in the mix of things. And as I move on and continue and try to go on, that Jesus just kind of, that my life and dedication and service to Him just kind of gets left in the mix of things. I think about that scripture that was mentioned over there, and I think it was the 22nd chapter of Matthew, where Christ said, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's." And I believe Christ was saying, you know, He was presented with the money and the face of Caesar's on it. You know what? There is life we have to live. There are things we have to do. And the Lord wants to be in every aspect of that. But there are rules that we have to follow. We do partake in the things going around us. He said, but render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Give to Caesar what is due him. Yes, follow the laws. Follow the rules. Live life. But render to God the things that are God. Give to God what is due Him. Give to God my heart, my life, my dedication. Make sure that I have a clear, even though the Lord does want to be involved in those things in my life, in every aspect of my life as I navigate through this life, there still has to be, God cannot be of the things of this world. God is holy and pure and cannot be part of the things of this world. And I think that's why there was a verse in Colossians that says, set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. And I think that's where it can be easy to get caught up in everything going on around us. You know, I was thinking too, you know, another example I thought about was the camp meetings and the effort that we put into our meetings. And I'm just trying to bring out how necessary that is, how necessary it is to live life and to prepare for things and to do things and the work involved and the sweat and the tears involved for something. But even through all of that, and for example, a camp meeting, how much work is put into that, how much thought is put into that, and how are things going to flow, and how are we going to deal with the meals and feeding everybody, and there's so much involved that we have to be involved, that we have to be a part of, for that to come together, and for that to work. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's a joint effort. We all come together and we work and we take part in those things. But have you ever felt that at the end of a camp meeting, how drained and how tired you are? And you breathe that sigh of relief. Thank the Lord that, I don't want nobody else to hear me say this, but thank the Lord that's over with. You know, thank the Lord that camp meeting is come and gone. Thank the Lord that I had the blessings throughout the campaign, but that part of my life, we're going to move on. It'll come again. I'm going to move on. But let us be careful that we still maintain that relationship and that focal point, that I don't start to put away Christ when it's necessary for me to put those events and those circumstances behind me and to move on. That He does not get mixed up and thrown in the mix of those things as I continue on through life. Thinking that if I am putting forth the same effort in my life to live for the Lord, to be dedicated to Him. And it's the exact same effort that I'm putting in life to do everything else. I think there has to be something of more importance. I think that's why the verse says, set your affections on things above. Those things that I come to love on this earth, and those things that I enjoy doing, those things that I enjoy giving my time to. It's okay to give our time, and we enjoy doing those things. But my heart, my focal point, my mind, my thoughts, what He means to me as a Savior, that I not begin to let those things get mixed up with everything else. I think this, I've had this thought quite often, but I was thinking this too. You know, this world is full of seasonal Christians. And you look around and you feel they are sitting in a place in life that at a moment's notice that they can be ready to go and do whatever needs to be done. And when I say seasonal Christians, I'm not thinking of anyone in this room or in this building or in our circle of people we know and love and worship with. I'm talking about in the world seasonal Christians who are so ready at a moment's notice. If you say it's Christmas time, they are ready to run. They're ready to get the decorations out. They're even ready to get the manger scene out. They're ready to start talking about it at work. They're ready to. They might even know a few carols. They're ready to sing the songs. They're ready to get with their church groups. They're ready to go out and do some caroling. And wherever they do their caroling at, if you come and say it's It's March or April and it's Easter time. They're sitting on go. And they are ready. They're ready to go start talking about Christ being in the grave, Him raising up. And we say it's time for a holiday. It's time to start thinking about those things. It's time to start doing those things. You have people that say, hey, it's Sunday morning. Sunday's the day, the time that we're supposed to go to service. So it's Sunday and that's what I'm supposed to do, so let me go. It's that time of the week. It's the time of the week. It's midweek. There's service being held on Wednesday night. Is it time to go? Seasonal Christians. Taking part just because it's become an event. Just because it's become a time of the year. And I think for the most part that man has kind of missed it. They've kind of really just lost the true knowledge and the understanding of what a sincere heart, what dedication to Christ, what following Christ, what it really means. And they're willing to do whatever needs to be done and whatever needs to be said, and we don't worry about the rest of the year. We do it on this day, this month, this time of the year, because that's what tradition says we need to do. Christmas is a celebration of Christ's coming. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." The 17th verse says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." And there's several of the verses that say He came. This verse says that the world through Him might be saved. I was thinking of the song that says, I think that song is "Because He Lives." Not only did He come to save, or when I think about He came to save and what that means, I'm thinking of just in Christmas, and we get so used to the term of keep Christ in Christmas and what it means, but it goes so much deeper than that, and what we know of the story and how He came and He laid in the manger. And when it says that the world through Him might be saved, and I think, what does that mean? What does saving this world mean? And I thought about that song. Part of that song says, He came to love. He came to heal. He came to forgive. He also came to listen. He came to help. He came to comfort. He came for those who are tired, for those who are weary, and He came to give rest. He came so while we live life up on this earth, that we could have a relationship with someone as we have to live and do life. He made Himself available for us. And I felt the challenge that the Lord gave me when He gave me this thought. As He made Himself available for us, as we celebrate Christmas, and He came, that I make myself available for Him. But not only because it's Christmas time. Not only because it's a certain day, in a certain month, in a certain time of the year, that man said that this is when I need to celebrate Christmas. Think of what was said in Sunday school this morning as the little thought was trying to be relayed to the children. You know, Christmas is going to come and go. But that doesn't mean that my life with Christ My dedication to Christ, my focus on Christ. That doesn't mean that as Christmas has to go, this relationship that I have with God is here to, it needs to be here to stay. Help me not to put that relationship, move that relationship out when I move the other things out of my life. Just some thoughts that came to my head as I was thinking this thought. You think of putting away Christmas. You think of going around and maybe boxing everything up and taking the little candles down out of the window and maybe taking up little greenery here and there. And we box those things up and we put them up and we put them up in the attic. And it doesn't take very long that those things all, they get put in the past. They all get put up. And let us be careful that we not box Christ up and put Him away. That I don't take my relationship with Him and box it up and put it away. That I'm not just, when I go through life and all of a sudden I come to a tough place in life and I come to a hard place in my road that, oh, now's a good time to go get Christ out and I didn't put Him away altogether. Maybe I kind of kept Him in the background a little bit where I could still kind of catch a glimpse of Him if I needed to. He's there to get me out of a bind. But now I'm in a bind. I'm in a rough place in my life or in my road, and there He is. So it's let me call on Him now. Lord, help us not just to go through life and to life to just call on the Lord when it's convenient or when I feel like it's a good time for me. Another verse that came to my mind was in Romans 13 and 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of thereof. One of the commentators said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and their thoughts were to make a profession of His name, to imitate Him, to walk as He walked, in love, meekness, patience, humility, and holiness. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting on who He is and what He stands for, what He taught, immersing myself, building that relationship. And that's my whole focal point this morning is having that relationship with Him that He wants me to have, but being able to maintain that relationship through all the circumstances and the events in life. Circumstances and events will come and go. They're going to pass and then they're going to come again. But to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's not something that I want to go put on Jesus for now and then take Him off, hang it back up, and then later on I'm going to go put Him on again. No. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who I am. That's who I want to be. That's where my focus is. Don't put away Christmas. He came for you. He came for me. He rose for you. It's all part of the story. And He wants a relationship with each and every one of us. Thinking again about that song we sang, about obtaining that crown. That crown can only be obtained if we have that relationship, if we do the proper things to believing on Him, maintaining that relationship. Lord, help us to keep that relationship and that dedication, that service to Him at the focal point as we move from Christmas, as we go into the new year, and no doubt we will face maybe some old challenges, some new challenges. But let us not forget that what our real purpose on this earth is, what our life on this earth is for, is to have that relationship with that only one beloved Son that was sent for each and every one of us, that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life. That has got to be our focal point. Going forward into the new year, that has got to be what is at the forefront of my mind. No matter what challenges I face, no matter what circumstances in life that I come up to, and then I'm going to get over those things, and those things are going to put in the past, but I have to keep going. I have to maintain that focus. I have to be in a place where I can put on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep going. That's my encouragement to y'all is, let's keep going. Let's keep our focal point. Let's put away Christmas. Let's put away the month of December. But let's not put away the reason why He came. To save me. A person that was lost, to have a relationship with me, a person that needs a relationship. To give me a place to spend eternity, a place for me, a person that needs a place to spend eternity. That's why He came. To be all those things to me, to be my everything through every aspect of my life. Thank you for your prayers. I pray for me. Amen.